Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ELAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee Working Group call today on the 13th, Friday the 13th of April 2012. The time is 15:08 UTC. The first thing we'll have is the agenda adoption. The agenda is on the discussion notes on the Adobe screen, or also can be downloaded from the wiki. Does anyone wish to make any amendments to the agenda? I see no one putting their hands up. So thanks for joining us all. First thing we'll start with then is a roll call, please.
Exactly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee call. On the call today, we have Tijani Benjana, Darlene Thompson, Sarah Langdonor, Benali Abdulrahim, Charles Mock, Olivier Crepin-Leblom, Ganesh Kumar, and Gareth Sherman. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, and myself, Nancy Peregrine. We have two apologies from Cynthia Suknanan and Jessel Agbari. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Have we missed anyone in the roll call by any chance? No? Okay, so as I said, we've got quite a packed agenda here. A couple of main things. The first one is the community additional funding request evaluation model, which Tijani is going to be able to share with us. Tijani attended a meeting in Costa Rica with the CFO and with other representatives from other SOs and ACs. And so he'll take about 35 minutes, including discussion and next steps. And then we'll have a short, just quick follow-up on the at-large events roadmap. First thing, Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. So, as you all know, for FY12, before Xavier came, we had, for the first time, an additional request template to fill in so that all people can request additional activities. Before, there wasn't these facilities, and only people who are really interested in having other activities try to make requests. In FY13, they improved the system, and they after they give this template, after we fill it in and sent it to the finance department, they tried to make a model to evaluate all the requests with the same criteria, with the same matrix, if you want. That's why they prepared this document and called the community to discuss it in San Jose. And I was the representative of ALAC with the other constituencies representatives. So, Xavier, the CFO, explained that this is for, that means that they prepared this model and they want us to react on it if we find it good, if it is good, if there is something to add, something to delete, etc. So, we had a long discussion there, all the constituencies representatives discussed this model, and in general, there was no criticism to the model. There was only kind of refinement only. So I propose you that we go through it, and I will tell you what I perhaps propose to modify. So at the top there is the name of the SO or AC. And then all those information only, title of the activity, description. Before the cost, I would like to see to see if this activity is an activity for one year or for several years. So I propose to put implementation period with two choices, single action or recurring program, so that we know from the beginning if it is only for this year or if we have to plan for the following years. And then the cost, and also for the cost, I propose to put cost per year, per fiscal year, because if it is on several years, we have to give the cost for this year, for the next year, etc. And then also information, expenses type, and you have to choose on between staff support, experts, technology, language service, travel support, sponsorship, etc. The chapter number one is about activity type, also information only. So you have to choose between outreach, research and study, education and training, travel support, meetings, and others. And other, of course, you can put what you want to put. The second chapter is about strategic alignment. That means the alignment with the strategic plan pillars. And here we have four boxes representing the four pillars of the strategic planning. I mean the DNS stability and security, competition, consumer trust and consumer choice, core operation including IANA, a healthy internet governance ecosystem. Chapter 3 is about the alignment with the priorities of FY13. And as I said before, in the budget framework, they put 13 priorities for FY13. And they are execute IANA contract follow-up, launch new GTLD program, ensure excellency in the management of DNS stability, DNS security, IP addresses and parameters, build on contractual compliance, strengthen globalization of operation, enhance infrastructure, processes, and system of effectiveness and efficiency. Integrate ATRT recommendation into day-to-day culture. Enable effective and constructive early participation of the GAC in the policy development process. Effectively support SO and AC and board increasing activities. Engage new stakeholders in the multi-stakeholders model. Support law enforcement engagement with community. Advance WHOIS database policy and procedures. And the number 13 is evolve ICANN meetings. They put not applicable if you have other things to put. So this is to show how the project will be aligned with those priorities. Number 4 is about deliverable outcomes. And they put five boxes, specific outcomes, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-sensitive. Chapter number 5 is about success metrics. And here again, you have the four pillars of the strategic plan, and for each pillar, they put strategic metrics. For DNS stability and security, so there is metrics. And then for competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. Then for core operation, including IANA. And the last one is a healthy internet governance ecosystem. So they propose those metrics. If you see that we can add other metrics, please advise, please tell us, please give your input. The chapter number 6 is about sustainability of vision. Did we do? Yes. Sustainability of vision, of deliverable, or of outcomes. And here you have the continued use for more than one fiscal year. We have the cost-effective, encompass more than one constituency or stakeholder group, continues to increase membership or participants, evaluate more participants to leadership role, elevate more participants to leadership role, provides continued training and development, establishes efficiencies, continue to function, and others. So this is the last chapter for this evaluation sheet. This is done to be filled in with all the projects, all the additional requests. And I try to fill in to fill it in with the data of the request of AFRALO for an IGF workshop. And I found it not too bad. I tell you the truth, it is not bad. I think it is mean to compare the projects to see if they really are aligned with the strategic plan or with the priorities, etc. So this is the sheet I presented to you. If you have, I give you the floor to discuss it. Olivier?
Thank you very much, Tijani. I just needed to mute correctly. So as you said, the floor is now open for questions. And first person is Ganesh Kumar.
Hi, everyone. I think it's a very good start to formalize some of the requests and at least ensure consistency. I think if not anything else, it'll at least give us a common basis to compare different requests that we get from various individuals for various activities. Having said that, I think one of the things that came clear with the conversations we had with the CFO was this mystery over how they approve or not approve the budget request after we have done that. So I think, you know, if there is some clarity from ICANN on how they could rank these requests, that way, you know, it'll achieve two things. One, we can predict better, and we can also get smarter in putting forth those requests, which would have better chances for approval. And otherwise, I think we would still be caught in the spinning wheel, so to say. We would complete all these requests forward and then wait for them to kind of get back to us and say yes or no on based on something that we don't know of. So I while I commend the effort to kind of formalize this and have better communications, it will also be better to change this model or enhance this model to understand how these are going to be ranked from various not only, you know, various requests from ALAC, but across the various constituents. So I think it'll be a lot more effective that way.
Thank you very much, Ganesh. Tijani, would you like to add anything?
Yes, you're right, Ganesh. This point was raised during the meeting. The manner the request was approved or not approved, because before we didn't have feedback. Now, the CFO ensured us that they will tell us if the project is not accepted, why it is not accepted. The second thing is that all those projects are compared, but they are compared not in the same way before. Now, with this model, perhaps they will compare on the same criteria, if you want, by the same way, and it will ensure more fairness in the attribution of the budget of the funding. I raised another point during the meeting. I said that last year we had more than $500,000 for all the requests. This year you restricted to 500,000. So I said that it is not an improvement, at the contrary. And Xavier said, don't worry, if we need more, we will take more.
Thank you, Tijani. In fact, I think you also mentioned in drafting the statement on, was it the draft strategic plan or one of our recent statements?
Yes.
Was saying.
Yes.
Just one quick question just outside. There is some background noise. I'm not quite sure whether it's next to you or because it is a bit disruptive.
Yes, you're right. You're right. This is something very noisy. I will mute myself so that you can.
Okay, no, but it only happens when you speak. I don't know. It's strange. Okay, a couple of questions from me, Tijani, because as I understand it, the meeting which took place in Costa Rica was for you and others to find out these documents, which I gather are effectively the method that the finance and budget, the ICANN finance and budget committee are going to work on, or who are these documents going to be used by? What is this? Is this something that they're asking SOs and ACs to self-evaluate? Is it something that the board finance committee is going to use? Is this something that ICANN staff is going to use?
Olivier, it will be the finance department that will use it. It is for them to rank from the requests so that when they give their output to the committee of finance on the board, they will, according to this evaluation. But they asked us to give our point of view about the evaluation sheet itself. And also we agreed to try to fill it in with projects to see if it is really convenient or not.
Okay. So the general consensus was that yes, it fits it works. Is this correct? It's gone totally quiet.
Yes, Olivier, the general consensus, yes, and the meeting, the general consensus was, yes, it is workable, it is good.
Okay, so when one looks at the first page, where you have all of these boxes, like, for example, alignment with fiscal year 13 priorities, part 3. Now, you've got all these boxes. Do more ticked boxes mean a better chance of the project working, or is this just a way for them to be able to then have a clear idea of what a project involves and how it aligns with priorities? Is there a measure of quantity?
Yes.
Is better?
For sure. Well, if it matches with all the priority of the fiscal year 13, which will be the one which will be chosen, the more boxes you tick, the best is.
Well, that's an interesting thing, though, isn't it? Because many of our projects are specifically targeted at one thing, and so this seems to be going against us in that otherwise we might as well just do a project that encompasses absolutely each one of these boxes, but that will achieve nothing at the end.
Oh. Or combine the purposes for the project.
Olivier,
yeah.
Answer your question?
I'm asking you these questions,
okay.
By the way.
Okay.
Personal questions.
Yes. I know. No, it is better to have the most priorities aligned with our project, but if we have only one, which match with your project, it's not a problem. It would be a problem if inside our group we have you have only one priority and the others I have more than one. It will be perhaps, if you want at large, will not be penalized because we don't have more than one priority.
Okay, I'm not quite sure I understand that.
I'm confused.
So, So if we just have a project that we define specifically to engage new stakeholders into the multi-stakeholder model, which many of our projects are, and it doesn't strengthen the globalization of operations or doesn't strengthen contractual compliance or does anything to do with the INA contract, all we're doing is trying to bring new people in the multi-stakeholder model. We are basically ticking one box. That is, so you're saying that does this make it worse or better than the other projects out there which might have ticked two or three boxes?
Inside our community, inside at large, since we have each project has perhaps one box to tick, so it will not penalize our requests. But if inside at large, you, for example, Lacralou has all those boxes ticked, and my project have only one ticket, I am sure the Lacralou one will be best than mine. But don't forget that it is only one chapter one. It's number three only. You have to see the others also. So you are better in three, but you are not better in the others.
Sounds like an interesting way to...
You understand?
Yeah, I do. I understand the point you're making here, but I'm not quite sure whether it's a wise way to go on about it. I'll let Ganesh ask questions or point things out. Ganesh Kumar.
Thank you, Olivier.
Cheryl,
and this is exactly what I was trying to bring to the table, because I think while it will definitely increase the transparency in comparing the request from not only within the ALAC but with other constituencies, fact of the matter is, if I look at the ICANN budget, which the CFOs, the ICANN is published over there, there is a definite allocation over there for different sets of activities. And that indicates to me there are some priorities between the objectives that they have already considered. And all I'm trying to say is, if we know what the priorities over there are and it's carried down to this form, it would just make this form all the more useful for us to predict which ones are right and which ones are wrong, and we can prioritize ourselves on our end. And I think it is in continuation of this doubt that you raised, Olivier. That's exactly what I'm trying to point out is, yes, this is fine, but we don't know. One check would make a penalize us, or one check on one box over the other box was better or not. So we would be merely filling up these forms without knowing how to prioritize our efforts. And that's basically my feedback.
Thank you very much, Ganesh. And yeah, it translates to basically, it would push us, if more ticked boxes is better, it would push us to have projects that will not do one thing, but will do a multiple number of things, and probably do them badly because of the scattering of resources everywhere. Next in the list is Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Olivier. Cheryl, you know, for the transcript record. Two things I wanted to say. One was some things that I'm actually been putting in the chat, but I just want to make sure I'm approaching what I'm saying correctly. And the second is to ensure that I understand...
I don't hear you.
...characterizing the use of this form properly, because I think I might be a little bit confused. Okay, so in the chat, Tijani, I was particularly interested to know, is there any intention of giving what I agree with Ganesh and others is a very, very useful tool. I certainly see its benefits, and it is something that is able to be giving a high degree of accountability on decision-making should we ever get access to it. Is it the intention in the feedback to the ACs and the SOs to give these forms back in a return or in feedback so that the ACs and the SOs understand how each of their projects were treated and or categorised? And then regardless of the answer there, sort of the part two on this. When you were responding to Olivier's recent question on this section three and the number of a ranking or a rating or a weighting, I guess, question, is it the intention to use this finance committee of the board or whoever's doing the deliberations with this tool to use this to sort out a definite cash value project allocation per AC and SO or a whole of ICANN project funding? In other words, will the competitive nature within, say, the ALAC of two RALO requests, one which has, as you outlined, each of the boxes ticked, and one which only has one, how the tool is being applied, or is it, in fact, all ACs will be given an amount and this tool is to you to get the top three together. So we will know that the top three coming in from every AC and SO will be funded regardless of what the funding is, providing they have all these boxes ticked. Do you see there's two different approaches? Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. You raise a very interesting point. Tijani?
I think the best is to send, I will send a written question to the CFO, to the finance department about this point, this specific point. It wasn't raised in this manner in the meeting in San Jose, but what I understood is that those are information helping to decide on which is the best project. And I think that we don't have to see to only one section, we have to see to whole sections. And in a single section, yes, if in the single in the same community you have more, that's what I understood. But I will ask about it again, the finance department. If you have the project that have more priorities that are aligned with the project, this project will be prioritized. But I will ask.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. I just wonder, since you are going to write to the CFO on this, I just wondered whether we could actually look at the suggestions that you made at the beginning of the form. So adding the field for the annual recurrent one-off type of funding and the ability to mention the total cost versus the partial cost, or future costs.
Did you
made those suggestions during the meeting already, or were those taken into account, or are these the suggestions that we might wish to supply in writing?
No. Yes. When I tried to fill it with our roadmap, I realized that we need to make this specification. I didn't raise it in the meeting because it wasn't clear for me that they are necessary. But when I tried to fill it with the roadmap of at large, I found that those fields are necessary.
How do we feel about this on the call here? Because if we're all happy with that, then perhaps this can also be then added in the correspondence that you would send to the CFO.
Sure.
Everyone agrees about this? Yeah, I can see added. I see Darlene saying at it. I see Ganesh agreeing. So two more fields on there would be happy. And Heidi mentions that staff would be happy to work with Tijani to prepare the questions to finance. So that's great. So everyone agrees on this. So that's one thing then that will need to be on the question. I have another question. And by the way, the floor is open, so everyone should feel free to ask questions. I have one with regards to part number five in there, the success metrics. How well
yes.
the request can be measured against pillars of strategic plan? Is this a number? Is it a because it's a nice rectangular box for each one of these, with a whole lot of things underneath. Do you just do you add? It's a number which is like related to how many of the bullet points underneath have been fulfilled, or is it some thing of saying, yeah, super excellent, horrible, nil? What is one supposed to fill in here?
Olivier, I was hoping that you will give more or other metrics or complain about some of those metrics, so that we can give our feedback to the CFO about them. Those are the metrics defined by the finance department. So when you will put the success metrics, those are the success metrics that they found, for example, for the DNS stability and security. So if your activity will be will have one of those metrics, you have to put it in the square top on the top there. You see, and at the end we will see what are the metrics of success that you have here for this pillar. That's the way it will be used. But I do want that we find other metrics, or we want to delete some of them.
Okay, but Tijani, I understand. So these are metrics they've developed. That's fine. The question being, does one have to put anything in that box? I see Cheryl believes they're qualitative,
yes.
They're not quantitative. But I'm still confused as to what one would write on this. DNS stability and security, we see the strategic metrics down there. Do we then, would the evaluator then write an answer for each one of these strategic metrics? Or that's, I don't know, did Xavier, the CFO, actually fill one of these to show you what type of information would go in there?
No, we didn't have time. That's the problem. We have time to try to fill it with a real project. So I tried to put it, to do it for our own projects, and I think that you have, for example, for the DNS stability and security, we don't have any of our project can have any success metrics there. You know, but the pillar which is interested in our projects is the fourth one, which is a healthy internet governance ecosystem. All the others are not concerned.
Okay.
And I read more the metrics of the fourth pillar than the others, because the others are not interesting for me.
Okay. Right. Cheryl.
Thank you, Olivier. Cheryl Langdonor for the Transcript Record. Tijani, I think this is another point that needs to be asked for specific clarification and advice from Xavier and his team, because when I read them, and I in fact paid more attention simply because of other work groups I'm in, to how I as a reviewer would have filled this part of the form out, but to Pillar 2, which is the consumer metrics, the consumer competition, trust and choice metrics. And the way I responded was that assuming the project I was reviewing was one that locked into this pillar, and in this exercise it was this pillar alone, but it could have been any or all of the pillars, right? I would have said, and I would have quoted what the project said it would do. It could have been a WHOIS study, for example. And then I would have said, the WHOIS study as outlined appears to me to be achievable, measurable, timely, blah, 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 and sort of locks together the smart, like ranking the smart keys, et cetera, et cetera. And then I would have said, however, in this case, this project would have cross SO applicability, therefore would recommend it to be a priority of higher value if conducted ICANN-wide. Do you know what I mean? That's what I did in my mind when I looked at this part. But I'm now not at all sure that that is its purpose. So I think we need to check. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. That's certainly qualitative. And that absolutely makes sense. So maybe that's another, well, we do know it is another point which needs to be put in the question over to Xavier and his staff. Any other questions or suggestions here looking at the document? Now, Tijani, this is a document which I understand the finance department is now using or is going to use. Any opportunity for, because you mentioned, you know, wanting to have amends in there, are there opportunities to amend the document before it is used, or is this year this is the one and there's no changes possible?
No, the meeting was done to see if there is something to change in this model.
Okay, we have.
It is a consultation with the community. It is the consultation with the community about the document, about this tool.
Okay.
Olivia, that's why getting these questions back in a timely manner is really important.
Definitely, yeah. So if we can have those questions drafted over the weekend, let's say, and they are simple questions, but they obviously have to have an answer, then we can send this over. Darlene, you have put your hand up, so you have the floor.
Yeah, Darlene Thompson here. I'm just looking at those the same metrics as you guys are, and I'm just thinking, okay, if I wanted to ask for a General Assembly in North America or wherever, you know. And I'm looking at what their categories are, DNS stability and security, competition, consumer trust, consumer choice, core operations, including IANA, a healthy internet governance ecosystem. Well, I guess it would sort of fit under a healthy internet governance ecosystem, but there's no real fit for it. So I think that they need more of these boxes because they don't all fit with the ones that were outlined in Section 3. You know, I think they're too limited.
Yes. May I answer the question?
Absolutely, Tijani, please.
Those are the four pillars of the strategic plan. So it is, we cannot expand them. They are four, and they are those pillars. So they try to find the success metrics against those pillars, for those pillars, if you want. So if you have other metrics that you want to add in one of those pillars, it would be very good. That's one of the objective of this meeting. But we cannot add another pillar. There are four.
Okay, gotcha.
These are the strategic pillars which are set, and adding an additional one might be something we might wish to pursue separately. In another parallel process where we might also wish to redesign ICANN from scratch, but that's another process also. One thing which came up, we've got all these questions. We can send them to the Chief Financial Officer. I just wonder whether it would be worth having a call with Xavier Calvez sending him the questions prior to that, and then having him come on a call with us perhaps next week or the week after, whichever. I just wonder, Heidi, what sort of timing do you think would be possible? Because you probably know better.
I think actually next week would be possible, maybe Thursday or Friday.
How do we feel about this? Is that all something? I see that Darlene is pretty positive on this.
Me too.
So we can send those questions out to him, and of course he can prepare and ask his staff. And so Tijani is okay with it as well. Sylvia is okay. That's probably a good idea. So if we can have those questions sent over to him on Monday or by Monday, then by Thursday or Friday we can have another, well, probably just an hour call and discuss this with Xavier Calvez, or at least he can provide us with the feedback on it. And that will probably be a lot faster. I see Heidi is asking in the chat if the CFO had asked for a deadline for submitting our comments.
No. No. No deadline was... Set.
Basically, ASAP, basically, I guess.
That's why I was... that's why I wanted the call to be very... even if they didn't give a deadline, I think we have to give our feedback very soon, because perhaps we will be late if they start working on it. And I don't think they started.
No, you're absolutely right, Tijani. It's a very good point to have pushed for it to be done quickly.
The last thing I want to say that is that if you don't mind, Olivier, Ganesh, Cheryl, and Darlene, and anyone who has the question that was asked now, I took note, but I want to see your phrases, your writing, because my English is not as good as yours. And second, perhaps I misunderstood something, or I didn't took everything. So if every one of you write me, drop me one line in which you draft your question correctly, so that I produce it. Is it possible?
I think it is possible, Tijani, but I think that staff has also taken a record of what has been said here and what has been discussed, and would probably help you with the questions. Cheryl?
Okay.
Thank you, Olivia. The point I was going to make is I specifically requested, because one of my questions was relatively complicated and was specifically using examples to ensure that the point of my question was as clearly understood as possible. I particularly asked that it literally be taken as transcript from this call, and I think, Tijani, if staff can extract that transcript for you in a timely manner, that would be a way forward.
Thank you, Cheryl. Heidi, what's the likelihood of having a transcript, not over the weekend, but in a couple of days' time, so by like Monday afternoon or Tuesday?
You are asking me?
I'm asking Heidi.
Okay, Heidi, okay.
Might have lost Heidi.
Sorry, actually, I put myself on mute while I was talking. The transcripts, we can make an urgent request. I'm not sure if it will be ready by Monday.
The recording will be
available immediately after the call.
Recording it, do?
Sorry, could you say that again?
The recording will be available immediately after the call, and we will ask for an urgent transcript.
Good.
perfect.
Good, that's good. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions on this? It doesn't stop us, by the way, for those of us who might have already drafted something on paper, it doesn't stop us from emailing Tejani the questions, if we wish to as well.
Yes, please, Cheryl, please. Your question, particularly, Cheryl.
Well, I'm not going to, because I have other things which are, believe it or not, of a greater priority. So it either comes out of the transcript or the record, or bugger it.
And that...
Okay, as you like.
These last two words will not be on the transcript, hopefully. Who knows? Right, any last question? If not,
oh,
then
no.
We'll move on
Leave
to the
on.
Next... Behave, please. any other questions on this? And if not, bearing in mind that we only have about 10 minutes left, I just wanted to touch up on the roadmap follow-up.
Hello?
Yes? Are you here?
Okay, Olivier. Okay, now I hear you.
Okay. So the roadmap follow-up is... okay, that's definitely not the right thing. It doesn't come out on a PDF. Well, okay. Anyway, we're not going to work on that. But specifically, you all know this roadmap. We've spoken about it in the past. Tejani, you had some thoughts on this. Because you mentioned that you had actually done some analysis of it and found out costs were pretty similar. If one was staging the different GAs across the world, General Assemblies across the world every year, or if one was to have a big, complete, multi-regional summit and so on. Could you just expand a couple of words on this, please?
Yes. Thank you, Olivier. I tried to make a lot of several possibilities. And I saw that if we do a summit every 4 years, we will have almost the same cost as if we do a General Assembly every 3 years and a summit every 7 years. So I think that the summit every 4 years will mean that every region we have its own General Assembly every 4 years, and we have a summit every 4 years. So I think it is better for us. It is easier to organize, and perhaps it's also easier to have the approval from the ICANN, because it is something that is predictable. When you speak about General Assemblies in each region has its cost, etc. But a summit is a summit. If you have a summit and you reproduce it once every 4 years, I think it is predictable for ICANN, better than a General Assembly every 3 years plus a summit every 7 years.
Thank you, Tejani. Now, of course, the definition of having a summit every 6 or 7 years and the different rotating General Assemblies was something that came out of the of the Mexico summit discussions, and also the at-large improvements discussions that took place afterwards. I just wonder, having had several people who took part in the at-large improvements on the call here, what our feelings were on perhaps in future discussions with the ICANN CFO, opening the option of having a summit at a shorter interval instead of having GAs and a summit. The floor is open. Can you hear me, or have I dropped off?
We can hear you.
Yes, 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 we hear you.
Okay.
Cheryl here, if no one else has got their hand up, I'll just ask about what I put in the chat, which is Tejani, because I'm not visualizing, I don't think, at this hour of the morning, as well as I should be. On a 4 year cycle, so every 4 years, there is funding for a single region GA and alternate 4 years, all the GAs will be held at a summit, or is it each year in a four-year cycle, regions will, depending on where it falls in the meetings location, be holding a face-to-face GA, and then in another 4 years, all the GAs will be held in a summit. I'm just not seeing... I understand your rationale. I'm not seeing the pattern. Can you help me, please?
No, Cheryl, my suggestion is not this one. My suggestion is that we have a summit each 4 years, every 4 years. That means that every 4 years, since we will be all together in the meeting, we will have every RALO will have its own summit, its own General Assembly, and the whole at large will have the summit. So we'll have the summit plus General Assemblies at the same year, in the same place, in the same meeting.
Right, I understand now. Thank you for helping me.
Thank you, Cheryl. Last, we have Darlene Thompson, and I'm saying last because I realize we're at the end of this call, and since there is a call afterwards with staff involved, it would be a problem to run over. Darlene, please.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I mean, if we can prove that having a summit once every 4 years rather than having yearly GAs, then I can't see why ICANN wouldn't go for it. And I do believe that the summit was of much more benefit than having individual GAs for each
week. I don't hear you.
Yeah. Oh.
I can.
Okay, now it's good.
Okay.
Now it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just agreeing with you, Tijani. I think that if we can show that it's a cost-effective model to have once every 4 year summit rather than having yearly GAs, then I can't imagine why ICANN wouldn't go for it. Plus, I think that the summit brought much more benefit to the entire system than having the yearly GAs as well, because everybody got to meet everybody else. So I would be really behind this whole idea. I think it's something we should definitely explore further. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Darlene. Tijani, you have your hand up, and you'll probably have the word, the last words. Just noting that others are also showing support. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Yes, why I put it on the agenda, the roadmap, is to know what are the next steps for it. Because now we have done the request for the CFO, but we did the request for GAs only. We didn't make the request for the roadmap. And that's normal because the roadmap is an idea, is a synthetic idea that Olivier come with afterward. Now we have to try to imagine a kind of request for the CFO about this roadmap, and we have to draft it intelligently with a good manner so that it can be very good understood, and perhaps we'll have the approval for it.
Yeah, thank you, Tijani. Actually, this roadmap, just for the record, this roadmap was sent to finance, and it was sent to Xavier Calvez. We haven't received any feedback on it. It is something which I think we will have to work on in the future with the finance department. But certainly now that I see there is also support for perhaps not having the GAs, but having them scattered from year to year, but having them all in 1 year, at the same time as the summit every 4 years. It looks to me like this is something we can continue discussing. I realize we're reaching the end of this call. What I would suggest, Tijani, is that we follow up on the Finance and Budget Subcommittee mailing list in order to actually propose this also to all of the other members who were not able to make it and see where we go from there. And I notice also that Darlene mentions we also have to crunch the numbers, perhaps putting together a document that would show what you've just explained to us with the table,
okay,
showing where okay costs go, etc. The only thing I have at the moment, the only concern I have at the moment is that it's only recently that we've been told that ICANN might now be looking at a multi-year budget, whilst before it was not. And so before, a summit was such a large expense that it would have looked extremely bad on a single-year budget. Now we are looking at something else. So it's something that's moving forward. But I would urge this to go on the mailing list, and we'll follow up. I don't think we will have something ready for our next call with Xavier. If we do, it might be a bonus, but if we don't, it doesn't matter. It's a bit of a slightly longer term item. I don't see things changing for this year's fiscal year questions anyway.
Exactly.
The other document is good. Okay, well, thanks everyone for having joined us here. And we've reached the end of this call. We will hopefully then have a call at the end of next week as well. To everyone around the world, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks very much. This call is now adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.